刚才诗班就唱述了这句话。Just now the choir sang this phrase.
刚才诗班就唱出了这句话。
Taken from Matthew chapter 27.
是从马太福音第二十七章。
Let me read to you from verse 45.
第四十五节。
From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land.
从正午到深初，遍地都黑暗了。
About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?
约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说，以利，以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼。就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？Now we may be very familiar with some of what Jesus said on the cross.
我们可能会很熟悉一些耶稣在十字架上所说的。
His words to the bandits that were beside him.
他对他身边的土匪所说的。
As well as the very powerful proclamation that it is finished.
以及那强而有力的那个宣告啊，成了。
I think sometimes the familiarity with these words sometimes blind us.To another very contrasting scenario.
有时候我们的这个熟悉会造成，会蒙蔽我们，看不到，造成我们看不到另一个非常成对比的那个景象。
That of the scenario that is painted in Matthew and in Mark.
就是在马太和马可福音里所看到的。
And in both of this gospel, the only recorded words of Jesus on the cross is, my God, why have you forsaken me?
在马太和马可福音里记录的唯一的话就是我的神我的神为什么离弃我
And if we were to just follow the narrative according to just Matthew and Mark alone
如果我们只是单单的那个跟着马太和马可里的那个叙述
At the most pivotal point of the story
在故事最关键的时候
Then I think we'll be very deeply troubled by Jesus' last words
我们可能会因为耶稣的那个最后一句话而深深感到困扰。
It is quite hard for us to imagine that Jesus, the Son of God, was forsaken by God Himself.
很难想象耶稣那上帝的儿子被上帝自己那个离弃。
And when we are being uncomfortable with this notion,
当我们对这个概念有感到不舒服的时候
，Maybe we'll attempt to offer some explanation to soften the blow.
我们可能会尝试提供一些解释来减轻他的那个冲击。
Some might say, "Oh, it's because Jesus at that moment is bearing God's wrath, with the sin in place of the whole humanity."
也许有人会说，当时耶稣是承受天父对人类的罪的那个愤怒。
Some might say, "No, it's on the contrary. Actually, God is still very much identified with Jesus."
相反的，上帝仍然认同了耶稣。
Some might say, no, God is still steadfastly watching him on the cross.
在耶稣在十字架上的时候，上帝还是坚定不移地守护着他。
But God at that moment is just holding back from acting to rescue, deliver Jesus.
但是在那个时候，上帝只是忍住而不去解救耶稣。
Because only in accepting this terrible pain of holding back, God can carry human sin to the uttermost.
只有在那一刻忍住不去解救耶稣而承受那钻心的痛苦的时候，他才能够为人的罪恶受到了那感到了急促。
Now, whichever explanation you might prefer,
不论你偏好哪一个，偏向哪一个解释。
For me, whenever I hear and think about these explanations,
每当我听到这些解释的时候
，I always felt that actually.The best answer lies in Psalm 22.
我一直都认为最好的答案就在诗篇第二十二篇里。
Simply because that is the Psalm that Jesus is actually referencing.
就只因为那个诗篇是耶稣所引用的。
I can imagine that for the Jews.
我可以想象对一个犹太人
，the Psalms were like their favorite songs, sung ever since their youth and children even.
诗篇对他们来说是他们最喜爱的那个歌曲。
The lyrics were embedded into their personal lingo.
那个歌词深深地砍入了他们的那个平时的口语。
Because they were sung in their growing up years, and they were connected with their deep emotions.
因为是他们在他们成长的时候所唱的，深深的接着他们那个情感。
And so when Jesus used this phrase to express his feelings,
所以当耶稣用这句话来表达他的感受的时候，
you can expect that he is also fully identified with the meaning of the psalm.
他也完全的认同了这个诗篇的意义。
Just like if I were to tell you that the moon represents my heart,
就好像我告诉你，如果月亮是代表我的心，
you might not want to ask Neil Armstrong for the meaning.
你可能不会想问那个 Neil Armstrong 到底是什么意思。
You would know from the song that is made popular by Teresa Teng.
你会知道这首歌曲是由那邓丽君所唱得出名的。
That you know that what I'm trying to say is that my feelings are true.
我的情也真。
That my heart is true.
我的爱也真。
And that's how the moon represents my heart.
月亮代表我的心。
Now I'm proud to say that this year in Jubilee.
我很自豪的说今年在禧年堂里，
what we have done is that we have purposefully set aside this time during our Maundy Thursday service and on Sunday also on our Easter Sunday service.
我们特别在这个卓主节和复活节的崇拜里腾出一段时间。
And what we want to do is to just study Psalm 22 in greater depth.
来深入的研究诗篇第二十二篇。
You may have noticed that this is how we are slowly transforming. In learning the word in Jubilee.
你可能已经注意到，这是我们如何慢慢的转变在禧年堂学习上帝话语的过程。
We don't just want to serve, you know, deep fried fish nuggets, store bought fish nuggets, and just tell you to eat it and like it.
我们不只单单提供那个油炸的，从外面买来油的鱼块，油炸的提供给你。
Because these days people like to, you know, maybe sit in front of the sushi chef.
现在的人们都喜欢坐在那个寿司师傅的前面。
Or at least to look through the glass panel just to see what's going on in the kitchen.
或至少透过那个玻璃看到厨房里到底是发生什么事。
And from a better vantage point, you can discern for yourself the freshness of the ingredients.
从一个更好的观点，你可以辨别那食物的那个新鲜度。
Or feel the heat of the blowtorch.
或者感觉那个火的那个热度。
Or observe the skills of the knife welder.
或者那个观察那个师傅的那个刀工。
All this adds to the appreciation of the meal.
这一切都能让你更好的欣赏那个食物。
Here in Jubilee, we want to do that.
在禧年堂这里，我们想要做到这一点。
And maybe even to go a little bit more.
或者做得更多。
Maybe we might even bring you to the fish market to tell you how to select a good fish.
我们甚至可以把你带到鱼市场，教你如何的选那个好的鱼。
And even to tell you what kind of bait and rod to use so that you might do the fishing yourself.
也可以教你该用什么鱼饵或用什么鱼竿，你自己可以去钓鱼。
And so, we believe that in order to understand the final moments of Jesus from the perspective of Matthew and Mark, we need to understand Psalm 22.
因此我们相信要从马太和马可的角度来了解耶稣的最后的时刻，我们必须先了解这诗篇二十二篇。
And in Psalm 22, we discover the story of a man.
在这诗篇第二十二篇里，我们发现了一个人的故事。
A story of the man and his relationship with his God.
这个人和他和上帝的关系的故事。
This man might be King David himself.
这个人可能是大卫王自己。
It can also be the personification of Israel.
也可能是以色列的化身。
This man is a God lover.
这个人爱神。
He says, "Yet you brought me out of the womb; you make me trust in you, even in my mother's breast."
但是你叫我出母腹的，我在母怀里，你就使我有依靠的心。
From birth I was cast on you; from my mother's womb you have been my God.
我自出母胎就被交在你手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。
The key word in this relationship between this man and his God is the word trust.
这个人和上帝的关系的关键词是那个依靠。
The word trust is repeated many times throughout the psalm.
这个词依靠在诗篇里重复了许多次。
So we know that this man has a long and trusting relationship with his God.
我们知道这个人和他的上帝有一个长久和那个依靠的关系。
From birth to now, he has never wavered in his trust.
从出生到现在, 他的依靠从来也没动摇过。
It is also a very personal relationship.
这也是一个非常私人的关系。
You will just know that there is a lot of usage of you and I and you.
你在这个里面你看到很多用到那个你或者是我。
But even though it's a personal relationship, you and I,
但是即使这是一个私人的关系,
but this trust is a very justified and grounded one.
但这依靠是非常有理由的，也是非常稳固的。
Because this trust is rooted in the history of all his ancestors.
因为它是植根于他的祖先的历史里。
He says, yet you are entrusted as the Holy One. You are the one that Israel praises.
但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
In you, our ancestors has put their trust, they trusted, and you delivered them.
我们的祖宗依靠你，他们依靠你，你便解救他们。
To you, they cried out and were saved. In you, they trusted and were not put to shame.
他们哀求你便蒙解救，他们依靠你就不蒙羞。
Again, we note the repeated use of the word trust.
请再一次注意到那个不断重复使用的那个词依靠。
The psalmist based his trust on the proven record of God in the past.
诗人的依靠是基于上帝过去的那个记录。
Trust and there's deliverance.
依靠就有解救。
Trust and there's salvation.
依靠就有救赎。
And God is praised in the past for these very reasons.
上帝在过去都是因为这些事情而被赞美。
So the psalmist has inherited this faith, and at the same time, he has owned it as his own faith as well.
诗人就是承续了这个信念，并且拥有它。
In his life, his entire life, he has trusted that God will be his strength, his deliverance, and his salvation.
他一生依靠上帝，成为他的力量，他的解救，以及他的救赎。
Now, if the story I'm telling you just ended like this,
如果我在跟你说的这个故事就这样结束的话,
then this psalm will be, you know, just like all the praise and worship songs that we sing every Sunday.
那这诗篇就和我们每个星期所赞美所唱的诗是一样的。
Oh, God is to be praised.
上帝是应当被 赞美的,
oh, because his salvation works each and every time.
因为他的救赎每一次都能够都成了。
Oh, we just need to praise and praise.
我们只需要不断的赞美。
The only struggle, if we have any struggle, is perhaps just to know how many times we need to repeat the chorus.
我们可能的挣扎就是, 不知道重复的唱那个副歌多少次。
But the story doesn't end that way.
但是故事并不是这样的结束。
In fact, it's only just beginning.
事实上，这只是一个开始。
This is the moment where this lifelong trust of the psalmist is being put to the test.
这是诗人的终身依靠被考验的时刻。
There's once a novelist who wrote this line in her novel.
有个小说家曾经在他的著作里写到，那个荷包里的单人床。
She said,
她说,
the furthest distance in the world is not the distance between life and death.
世界上最遥远的距离不是生与死的距离。
It is not the distance between the ends of the earth.
不是天各一方。
The furthest distance,
而是,
the furthest distance is when I'm standing before you, but you do not know that I love you.
而是我就站在你面前，你却不知道我爱你。
This is the furthest distance.
这是那最遥远的距离。
And I wonder if this is how the psalmist must have felt.
我常常想到，诗人是否也这么样同样的感受呢？
This insurmountable distance between God and him.
这个不可逾越的距离，他和上帝之间这个不可逾越的距离。
A distance that seems to grow and grow and grow with every moment that there, as long as there's no response from God.
因为上帝没有回应，这距离每一刻都不断的在拉远。
Now we are all familiar with the cry, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我们都非常熟悉的那个呼求, 我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
But I actually think that the killer line is at the next verse.
我认为CIG才是那个一针见血的那一句。
That's where the psalmist cried out, "Why are you so far from saving me?"
为什么远离不救我？
Why are you so far from my cries of anguish?
不听我哀哼的言语。
Why does she say so?
为什么她这样说呢？
Because he say, "I cry out by day, you do not answer."
我白日呼求，你不应允。
By night, I find no rest.
夜间呼求，并不住身。
God sometimes feels so far away.
有时候我们感觉上帝是如此的遥远。
Because his silence is like the empty echoes of deep space.
因为他的那个沉默就好像一个非常深、非常空的那个回音。
In contrast to the God who is far,
相反的，那个和上帝遥远的距离成对比的。
It is the psalmist's enemies who are very near.
那诗人的敌人是那个非常靠近的。
The psalmist says, "Do not be far from me," he says to God. He says, "Because trouble is near and there is no one to help."
他说：“求你不要远离我，因为急难临近了。” 没有人帮助我。
And so there is this very powerful contrasting image.
所以这里有一个非常强大的对比的景象。
And this image is the gist of the story.
这景象就是故事的那个要点。
That God is far while troubles is near.
上帝是非常遥远的，但是那个急难就在眼前。
And it is these moments that we wonder.
就是在这些时刻，我们不禁的想到怀疑。
Was there ever this true relationship between God and us?
是否我们和上帝有一个真正的那个真实的关系？
Or maybe it was just unrequited love all along.
或许这一直是一个单恋。
Maybe we are just like a mawkish lover throwing himself at God, but with futile desperation.
或者我们就像一个多情的情人，投怀送抱。
The psalmist used three different animals to describe his enemies that were very near him.
诗人用了三种不同的动物来形容自己的敌人。
He called them bulls, lions, dogs.
公牛、狮子和犬类。
He says, "Many bulls surround me, these strong bulls of Bashan encircle me."
有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我。
Roaring lions that tear their prey, open their mouth wide against me.
他们向我张口，好像抓狮吼叫的狮子。
These dogs surround me, a pack of villains encircle me.
犬类围着我，恶党环绕我。
So he prays to God, "Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of these dogs."
他祈求，求你救我的灵魂脱离刀剑。 救我的生命脱离犬类。
He begged and said, "Rescue me from the mouths of these lions, rescue me from the horns of these wild oxen."
他求道说：“救我脱离狮子的口，你已经应允我，使我脱离野牛的脚。”
Now the power and ferocity of these animals, yes, that is scary.
这些动物的力量和那凶猛是非常可怕的。
But the true terror actually lies in the verbs that we have heard.
但真正可怕的地方是在那个我们所听到的那些词里。
And the psalmist used verbs surround, encircle, and opening their mouths.
围绕、四面困住、张口。
Because in contrast to the silence of God that seemingly not there,
因为和上帝的沉默成了对比的,
is the psalmist who is trapped by his foes.
就是诗人被他的敌人困住。
And their words are tearing him apart.
他被他们的话撕裂。
And this is why the psalmist needs deliverance and rescue.
这就是为什么诗人需要被解救和救赎。
Because his attackers,
因为他的攻击者,
and their mouths,
和他们的嘴巴,
they have formed a barrier that is separating him from God.
已经形成了把他和上帝分离的一个那个障碍。
Again, we see two very contrasting imageries again.
我们同样的看到两个非常成对比的景象。
One, you have the imagery of the enemies who use their mouth to mock and deride the psalmist's faith.
我们看到一个景象就是那个敌人嘲笑诗人的那个信心。
He says, "Those who see me mock me, hurl insults, shaking their heads.
凡看见我的都耻笑我，他们憋嘴摇头。
Oh, they have things to say. They say, "Oh, he trusts in the Lord." They say, "Let the Lord rescue him."
他们说他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他。
Let him deliver him, as since he so delights in him so much.
耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。
And the other image is the imagery of the dumbstruck and speechless psalmist.
另一个景象就是那个目瞪口呆啊，哑口无言的诗人。
He said, "My heart has turned to wax; it has melted within me."
我心在我里面如蜡融化。
My mouth is dried up like a potsherd.
我的精力枯干，如同瓦片。
And my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth, as because you laid me in the dust of death.
我的舌头贴在我的牙床上，你将我安置在死地的尘土中。
The psalmist is dumbstruck and speechless.
啊，他哑口无言。
Indeed, what can he say?
啊，他能说什么呢？
What else can he still say?
他还能够说什么呢？
How can he respond?
他如何的回应？
Because the proof of the parting is in the eating.
啊，空谈不如实践。
Because only when it's real and true, then you can say yes, it best, it has bore the testing.
因为只有经过那个测试的，才是那真实的。
This psalm is powerful because it speaks very plainly about the situation that many lovers of God have faced.
这个诗篇是强有力的，因为它非常清楚地描述了许多爱主的人所面对的情况。
That we have no choice but to be honest with the truth.
我们别无选择，必须坦诚地面对那个真事实。
The truth is that yes, the trust of our ancestors were true.
我们祖先的那个依靠是这属实的。
The truth is that yes, if you ask this psalmist, all his life he has never hold back his love of God.
这诗人的一生，他也从来没有对上没有减低他对上帝的那个爱。
And I believe that actually many believers can also say this, can also claim the same.
我相信许多的信徒也能够说同样的东西。
But there is also the fact that remains.At these very moments,
但事实上，在这个非常的时刻
，our troubles feels a lot nearer than how we feel about God.
我们眼前的急难，比起是远远的比上帝和我们之间的距离还近。
And so, when we are questioned about the value of our trust, why do you trust? Is it worth anything or not?
所以，当我们被问及我们那个依靠的那个价值
，we have to admit that.When they insult, it seems very valid.
我们必须承认他们的那个侮辱是挺有效的。
We have to admit that yes, is my life is not just about praise and worship.
我们必须承认我们的一生不是单单赞美或者敬拜。
That oftentimes we have to lament to God.
有很多时候我们不得不向上帝诉苦。
Why are you so far away from me?
为什么你那么遥远？
Why are you so far?
为什么你那么遥远？
Brothers and sisters, there is no shame in a lament.
兄弟姐妹们啊，诉苦并不羞耻。
This is what I want to say today.
这是我今天所要说的。
There may be good and valid reasons why God is far.
啊，可能有好的、正当的理由来解释为什么上帝是遥远的。
Reasons why.God has to be far while our troubles seem so near.
啊，为什么上帝必须是遥远的，而我们的急难就在眼前？
Some of these reasons we can know, some reasons we can never know.
有些理由我们会知道，有些我们也不会知道。
But if you have been faithful and trusting to God all this while,
如果你一直忠于并依靠上帝，
then you have every right to cry out to God just like the psalmist.
那么你就可以像诗人一样。你有向上帝呼求的权利。
And this is why so many of the psalms are actually lament psalms.
啊，这就是为什么这么多的诗篇都是那个
哀歌。Life is not just praise and worship.
啊，生命不只是单单只有赞美和崇拜。
And if I may just derive a lesson from this psalm.
如果我可以从诗篇里得到一些教训
，It is that. This psalmist feels that he is very justified in his trust.
就是那诗人肯定觉得他的依靠是非常有理由的。
But yet at the same time, he yearns for an answer against all these mockers.
但他也渴望给他对他那些嘲笑他的一个答案。
There is no shame, in his lament.
啊，对他的那个哀叹不会是羞耻的。
He continues to believe in his relationship with God.
他不断，他继续的相信他和上帝之间的关系。
Even if he has to lament, even if he has to cry out, even if he has all this trust has to be tested to the very end.
即使他不断的诉苦哀叹。
And this is how I interpret the cry of Jesus on the cross.
这是我如何解释耶稣在十字架上的呼求。
Because throughout the whole Gospel of Matthew,
因为在马太福音里，
it is a test of Jesus' identity.
是对耶稣身份的一个测试。
Satan tested him.
啊，撒旦试探他。
All the religious leaders tested him.
啊，那些宗教领袖也试探他。
And therefore, at the moment on the cross, they continue to mock his trust, to question his relationship with God.
甚至当他在被钉在十字架上的时候，他们继续的嘲笑他，并质疑他和上帝之间的关系。
In Matthew chapter 27, it is recorded, he saved others. They said, well, he can't save himself.
马太福音第二十七章里说到，他救了别人，不能救自己。
He is the king of Israel.
他是以色列的王。
Let him come down from the cross and we will believe in him.
现在可以从十字架上来，我们就信他。
He trusts in God.
他依靠神。
Come, let God rescue him now if he wants him, for he said that, didn't he say that he is the son of God?
神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说，我是上帝的儿子。
Notice that this is the same accusation that is found, from the psalmist in Psalm 22.
啊，这和在诗篇第二十二篇里我们看到的对诗人的那个指控是一样的。
When Jesus cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
啊，当耶稣呼求，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He felt exactly like the psalmist.
他觉得自己完全的就像诗人一样。
His trust is true.
他的依靠是真实的。
His relationship with God, yes, it is true.
他和上帝的关系也是真实的。
The relationship, his identity as the Son of God, it is also true.
他是上帝的儿子的这个身份也是真实的。
But now his persecution is also true.
但他现在所遇到的迫害也是真实的。
The denials that comes from his mockers, they are a lot nearer than the remoteness of God that he felt.
不肯接受这事实的那些嘲弄他的人，比上帝更加的接近他。
His lament therefore deserves an answer.
他的哀叹应该要给他一个答案。
This is the cry that we see in Matthew and in Mark.
这是我们在马太和马可里看到的那个呼求。
And I think this is why only in Matthew and in Mark, in these two Gospels where this lament is found, we read of this.
这也是为什么只有在马太和马可这两本福音里书里找到这个哀叹。
And only we see this as the response.
我们看到了这是他的回应。
When Jesus cried out in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。
And at that moment,The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The earth shook and the rock split and the tombs broke open.
地也震动，磐石也裂崩裂，坟墓也开了。
The bodies of many holy men who had died were raised to life.
已睡圣徒的身体多有起来的。
They came out of the tombs, After Jesus' resurrection, and went to the holy city and appeared to many people.
到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来，进入圣城，向许多人显现。
And when the centurions and all those who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that they had happened,
百夫长和一同看守耶稣的人看到地震并所经历的事，
they were terrified and exclaimed,
就极其害怕，说道，
Surely he was the Son of God.
这真是上帝的儿子。
Now tonight, as we come together to reflect on the death of Jesus Christ,
今晚当我们一起来反思耶稣的死。
Let the imagery of this torn temple curtain stick in our minds.
让这个在殿里的幔子裂开的这个景象牢牢的印在我们的脑海里。
This temple curtain is the barrier between the Holy of Holies and mankind.
这殿里的幔子是那个至圣的与人类之间的那个
障碍。And now this temple curtain has been torn apart.
这殿里的幔子已经被裂开了。
Just like the parting of the Red Sea,
就像红海的分开。
There is now the way, the truth, and the life before our very eyes.
在我们眼前的就是那道、真理和生命。
The barrier has been torn apart.
那障碍已经被裂开了。
In our Christian journey, I'm sure there are many times when we feel that God is so far away from us.
在我们基督徒的旅程里，我相信有很多时候我们觉得上帝和我们之间的距离是非常的遥远。
Especially during the moments of trouble when our faith and our trust is being tested.
尤其是在极难的时候，当我们的信心以及我们的依靠被测试的时候。
The psalmist came to God in lament.
那个诗人来到向上帝来诉苦。
My God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神啊，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Why are you so far away from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish?
为什么远离不救我，不听我哀哼的言语？
My God, I cry out by day, you do not answer. By night, I find no rest.
我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声。
Many of us have moments like this.
我们许多人都会经历这些时刻。
Even Jesus felt that alienation, this distance from God.
即使耶稣也感到和这上帝的距，这遥远的距离的那个疏离。
But then,The temple curtain tore apart.
那殿里的幔子裂开了。
And that was God's answer.
那就是上帝的答案。
God is no longer far from us.
上帝再也不是离我们很远。
And nothing now separates us from God.
再也没有东西能把我们和上帝分开。
Even the tombs broke open.
就连坟墓也破开。
The distance of death has been bridged.
死亡的距离也被那个桥接。
And to all the mockers and the enemies who has doubted God's relationship with us,
所有怀疑上帝与我们的关系的那些嘲弄我们的人和那些敌人，
In Jesus Christ, now we can be certain before them.
通过耶稣基督，我们得到了那个肯定。
In the end, they too must exclaim.
到最后他们必惊呼。
Just like how the centurion exclaimed about Jesus.
就像那个百夫长所说的。
They must exclaim to us, surely you all are the sons and daughters of God.
我们肯定是上帝的子女。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, many times in our troubles and hardship,Like Jesus on the cross, we cried out. And in those moments, let us remember your love. That this distance has been bridged. The temple curtains have torn apart. Help us remember your love. And with this, we affirm.As your children. All this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.